Hey friend, my name is Devin Adrian and I'm the host here at The CEO Life. I'm a mom to two, a self-taught photographer, a mentor, and a motivator. Oh, and definitely a coffee lover. Being a mom for the past 13 years and an entrepreneur for the past 9, I've learned that whether you're the CEO of your household or a business, big or small, you have a lot on your plate. And this podcast will dive into topics related to business, photography, parenthood, and being the CEO of your own personal life. I'm so excited that you're here, and I feel like I should warn you. I get pretty passionate when I'm in deep conversations. So grab your coffee, get comfy, and let's connect.
Hi, friends. I am excited about today's episode because it is something, well, a few somethings that I am super passionate about, and I cannot wait to just give you all of my thoughts. If you know me at all, you know I'm pretty passionate about a lot of things. You know, these three things are not the only things that I'm passionate about. But these three things are going to be, you know, three things that I feel, as somebody who has been a small business owner for the past decade, that you should be doing every day when you are starting your business or when you are wanting to see growth, when you're wanting to see exponential growth, when you're trying to bring in inquiries, when you're trying to get your name out there. You know, we're going to talk about three things that you need to do daily to grow your business, especially when you're starting out. These are things that you can do and should. I try not to say the word should, but these are things that you could be incorporating into your, you know, business, even, you know, 2, 3, 4 years in. And even 10 years in, you know, you always have room to grow. There's always room to, you know, for change, for growth, for pivoting, and for, you know, making new connections and things. And yeah, so specifically, this is going to help people that are starting out. But if you are listening to this and you are, you know, experienced and you're already in your industry for a hot minute, and you've grown and all the things, you know, don't dismiss everything that you hear. If you're listening to this, this could be all something that you can benefit from. Okay. So first thing I want to talk about is talking about it, you know, talk about your business. Okay. One of the main things when you start a small business, when you start your little side hustle, when you start, you know, a big side hustle, if you're starting, even if you don't want it to grow super fast right away, if you're just looking for, you know, a soft launch for your business, or, you know, I just really want to make a little extra money for my family. I just want to bring in enough to pay for groceries. I just want to bring in enough to cover our mortgage. That's how I started whenever I was like trying to go full time and learned budgeting my money and stuff. I was like, I just want to be able to make enough, you know, to do this or to do that. And then it grew from there. If you are wanting this for your family, if you're, you know, a mom or, you know, a working mom or a stay-at-home mom, and you are really wanting to just bring in extra money for your family and you don't know, you know, you don't want to leave your kids, you want to work from home. So this is, you know, for all my people that want to be their own boss, you know, you have to talk about whatever it is that you want to do and that you're now offering. Talk about your new little small business that you're launching. If you're not talking about it, people are not going to know that you're doing it. And you might talk about it once and then be like, oh, I put it out there. And then, you know, I said something and then maybe you don't get a lot of, you know, inquiries from that. Well, if you don't talk about it again, you're still not going to get inquiries. You have to continue to put it out there. You know, statistically, it takes somebody seeing something 7 times before they actually invest and purchase and like turn it into a sale. So if you think that you're being annoying, be annoying more, post more, share it more. You want, like, you're in this growth phase. It's like when you plant grass seed or you have any new little tiny seedlings that you've just planted, you are going to water the crap out of that grass, right? Like you're going to water it, you're going to water it, you're going to water it, you're going to water it until it's like taking root and it's growing and it's, you know, doing what it's supposed to be doing. with your small business, you got to water it. You got to talk about it. You got to tell people, you got to shout it from the world. I mean, on your personal stuff, on your business stuff, like this small business is going to turn into, you know, whatever it is that you want it to be. But I mean, it's going to kind of turn, it's going to take over. Being an entrepreneur is in some ways more work than, you know, 9 to 5, because you are talking about, you know, this business, and this business is in your brain when you're sleeping or when you wake up and all these things. So if you're not talking about it consistently, then people are going to forget. And if you don't keep that up, you know, people are not going to, you're not going to be in the forefront of their mind whenever they're looking for that specific product or service or whatever. They're going to think of somebody else that is talking about their product and their service all the time. So talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. Share it with the world. Shout it from the rooftops. Be excited. Drum up some excitement. If you show excitement, your audience is going to feel that. Your client, a potential clientele, is going to feel that. And they're going to be like, I want some of this. Like, I want whatever it is she's offering. Like, I want to purchase that product. I want to, you know, get my photos taken by her. I want to do whatever with her. Like, she seems like she's pumped and I'm pumped. And now I want part of it. We are always looking for some kind of joy in life. And if you're bringing joy with your excitement, then people are going to, you know, want that also. Okay. My next thing that I think you should do daily to grow your business is practice, 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 especially if this is like a new side hustle, a new hobby, a new business that you're putting out there that you're trying to turn into something more. It's hardcore for photography. Like if you're starting out, like, you know, practice, 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 like get out there and shoot daily, whether it's something, you know, around your house, your kids, your family, your dogs, a client, a friend, a family friend, like whatever it is, practice and get better at whatever it is that you're doing. Even if it's just creating, you know, digital products for people, like your first digital product might be a little, you know, elementary. It might be a little janky. It might be a little, you know, lacking in details or, you know, design. I don't know. The more you create digital products, the better they're going to look, the more they're going to flow with the copy, the better they're going to flow with their copy. And the more people are going to be like, oh, this is an amazing product. Like, I want more of what she has to sell. So just do whatever it is that you're doing, like as often as you can. Okay. And that is like totally going to help you. And if it's something that you can't really do every day, then maybe do some sort of education, you know, around that topic and around that craft and that service or that product that you are going into. Like, educate yourself daily, because once you're educated and you're practiced and you're well-versed and you're well-skilled in whatever it is that you are going to be offering, then your confidence is going to build. And when your confidence builds, it shows in your verbiage, in the way you show up on social media, the way you talk about it in person. You're going to be more confident in your pricing because you're confident in your skill level and in your knowledge. And when you're confident and you feel confident, you kind of like, you know, that energy comes off of you, and your client is going to be more confident in you, and they're going to be more confident in your service and in your product, and they're not going to have any second doubts or any second guesses or whatever. Like, they're going to go all in, and that is what you want. You want to build that like, know, and trust with your audience, with your clients. And when you're confident in what you're doing because you've practiced it day in and day out, and you've learned this and you've learned that and you know your shit, like, you are going to just be so excited about what you have to offer instead of nervous. And then your audience and your potential clientele are also going to be excited. So practice daily. The third and last thing that I'll talk about today, oh my gosh, this topic, I could talk on for days and days, and honestly, I would not be where I am today. And I know several of my mentees and several friends that are in the photography world and in the wedding industry would not be where they are without this. And it's networking. Okay. And networking can be scary. It could be overwhelming. It could seem like it might be boring, like going to a networking group or whatever, and you have to sit there in a circle and tell your business and promote yourself. No, that is not what I'm talking about. While those are good, yes, that's a type of networking. And if that's what you want to do, great. Whatever you need to do to get your name and your face out there. But there's a bajillion other different ways that you can network. And some of them are easy and simple, and you can do them from your couch and on your phone and in your pajamas with no makeup on and your kids running around screaming. And some of them are going to require you to pull yourself together, put on some decent clothes, put on some makeup or whatever. You don't have to put makeup on. Like, just getting out of the house and putting forth the effort to show up to an event, to show up to a group, to show up to an activity, whether it's free or whether it's paid, and putting forth that first like impression and getting your name and your face out there into the world and amongst people. Okay. Networking, I mean, it's been around forever and ever and ever. Like, companies and businesses, you've always heard, like, you know, to get to the top of the company, it's all about who you know. Like, yeah, because people have networked. They've built relationships. They've worked hard to get their name out there, to get their face out there. And people see that. They see the hard work and the effort that they're putting in to get their business out there. And they want to reward that by promoting them, promoting their business, referring their business. If you are out there, you know, in different events, at different events, doing different things, in different groups, you're talking to people, you're telling people what you do, you're bartering services, maybe you are, you know, doing a giveaway with another small business owner, like, you're networking in so many different intricate ways. Even if it's just genuinely commenting on other vendors' posts or reels or whatever that you see that you like and that you would, you know, like to work with that vendor one day, like actually being like interested in building a relationship with them, and they like showing them that you're here, you're in this industry, you're wanting to be a part of the group, like you're wanting to show up, you're going to refer them, you are hoping that they would refer you, like just get out there and meet people, make friends. And sometimes it's not even all about business. Just get out there and make friends. Like, we have a coffee and community here in Knoxville that we do, that I host, kind of host. I say that very loosely because it's very much open invite. Like, it's, hey, we're having coffee and community this week every Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Coffee shops, you know, vary. And I just kind of like post on social media, and it's not necessarily a business related thing. We don't intend to talk about business things, but when you just show up and you're around business people and you meet and you start chatting, sometimes we talk about, you know, life and kids and random stuff and whatever, but other times we talk about business things. Either way, both ways, both times, we are connecting and we're talking and we're making friends and we're building relationships. And then, you know, down the road, if I'm talking to somebody that's like, oh, I'm looking for somebody that does this, I'm like, oh yeah, I just met this girl at coffee the other day. She does that. She seems really cool. Like, let me send you her name, you know, just because she showed up to coffee and community and networked in that way. It doesn't have to always be business professional, bring a business card, I'm just here to like try to make money. No, get out there and try to make friends, try to build relationships. And once you find that tribe and you build those relationships, the networking part is going to come easy because there's going to be, you know, different events and groups and you're going to hear about it from your friend or whatever. They're going to send referrals to you if they're booked. So, or, you know, oh, I know somebody that makes that product. Let me send them your way. Networking is going to be your lifeline. Running a business and trying to do it all by yourself is just too hard. It's too much. We are not meant to live life alone. Like, we were created to have, you know, that soulmate, that specific significant other, to have family, to have community, to have relationships. And we grow and we thrive when we are with other people, when we are with our significant other, when we're with our children, our family, our friends. So in business, it's going to be the same way. You're going to thrive. You're going to learn. You're going to, you know, evolve together and grow together. And like, you know, they say you are most like the five people you spend most of your time with. Okay. So if you're around five people that are small business owners, that are driven, that are, you know, pushing themselves, that are showing up, that are authentic, that are doing the dang thing, you are going to be motivated to also show up, do the dang thing, put your name out there, do all these things. And it's going to rub off on you. And you're going to feel like a whole new person versus the person you were maybe when you were hanging out with people that just complained about their job 24/7 and didn't want to go to work and didn't have any self-motivation or just was, you know, were content and happy with just like the status quo and whatever it is that they were doing. You know, they're not like pushing themselves to be more and do more and have more for them, their family. So it's just, you know, figuring out who you're with and who you're around. And when you're networking around with people that are just inspiring and motivating, you know, growth is inevitable if you allow it and you embrace it. It is a natural part of life and it can be so infectious and just in all the good ways. So embrace that. And I know I say all this stuff and you're like, oh my gosh, it's hard making friends and building relationships and making connections and networking as an adult. You know, we have such busy schedules and we have the kids and it's just awkward as an adult making friends, which I get. I fully understand and I completely agree. It is so hard making friends as an adult, keeping a relationship and nurturing it and growing alongside each other. It's very, very difficult. But this is where you have to change your mindset and you have to make it a priority. If you want this small business to grow, if you have these dreams for your family, for your future, if you have these dreams for your income, for your freedom, to show your kids that they can do whatever they want in their life and they can start their own business too and work for themselves and have unlimited potential income and whatever it is that they're offering, then you have to make it a priority. Like you have to prioritize these things. All these things are hard. These three things seem simple. Talk about your business, practice and educate yourself and network. Those three things are simple in just to say and to put out there. But yeah, they're going to be hard to execute. But anything that is hard in life, that's a challenge, is worth doing. Anything that is going to initiate growth and change into your life and that can be life-changing is going to be hard and scary. Am I right? Like nothing, you know, big change and growth and all this stuff, like it's going to be hard. It's going to be scary. Like you're not going to snap your fingers and be like, oh, I'm suddenly making six figures in my little small business that I started. Like that doesn't happen. People work really, really hard. And you see lots and lots of people on the internet, on social media, wherever, that are making all this money. They talk money all the time on their reels and all this other stuff. And I can promise you that there have been years that they have built that behind that business. There have been struggles. There have been tears. There have been hard times. There have been lows. Yes, there's probably been highs. And some things maybe have come easy. But there's always something that's going to be hard. So do not let the hard things and the fear stop you from what it is that you want to do. Stop you from creating your own rich life and to become the CEO of your own life and to own your time. Don't let the fear hold you back. Find a group, find a tribe, network with people that are going to support you, encourage you, let you vent, let you cry, and give you advice and push you to embrace that fear, embrace that change, and know that it's going to be there and it's going to be okay. Okay. I think that's all I got for you. I just really wanted to give you those three things to talk about daily. So, or to do daily to help your business to grow. I hope that you are already following me on Instagram over at Devin_Adrian, because I am going to continue to be pushing lots of small businesses for moms and for aspiring little small business owners and big small business owners. And I just really want to nurture and encourage people to realize their worth, to shift their mindset, and to start creating their own rich lives, whatever that may be. And that's going to be another podcast coming up, is just like walking you through how to decide like what it is that you are looking for in your small business that you want to create. Like, are you wanting to book 30 weddings, or are you going to be happy with 10? Because that's what your lifestyle allows. That's what your personality allots for. You know, not everybody has to go big or go home. You know, do what's comfortable for you. And that, like, again, that's for another topic for another day. So I hope that you come back. And yeah, if you're listening to this on Instagram, give me a shout out there. If you're listening to it and then you know, screenshot it, share it on Instagram, tag me. I'd love to say hi. And yeah, I will talk to you all next time. All right, that's a wrap on this episode, y'all. I'm so thankful you stuck it out to the end with me. If you want to continue the conversation or share your takeaways, I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a review wherever you stream your podcasts, or you can follow me over on Instagram at DevinAdrianPhotography. Be sure and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss the next episode. Until next time.